You can now express information and opinion very effectively, but let's see how you can refine your message even further. In English, words ending in ly are really good value. You make them up from adjectives and they can add extra precision or nuance to what you say. The good news is that there's a similar pattern in French. Ly words normally become words ending in ment, pronounced ment in French. This ment ending hooks onto the feminine form of the adjective. So if natural is naturel in the masculine, it becomes naturel, double le in the feminine, and naturally is therefore naturellement. If the word already has an e at the end, the ment ending is usually hooked onto that. So if automatic is automatique, automatically would be
automatiquement.
Automatiquement. And if controlled is contrôlé, how would you say the result is automatically controlled?
Le résultat est automatiquement contrôlé.
Le résultat est automatiquement contrôlé. And terribly would be?
Terriblement.
Yes, terriblement. Just as you can produce absolument, distinctement, and so on. Now try, no problem, I totally agree with you. Use your instinct with totally, and I'll help you with the rest. No problem is pas de problème, and to agree with somebody is être d'accord avec quelqu'un. So, I agree with you.
Je suis d'accord avec vous.
Je suis d'accord avec vous, and I totally agree with you. Remember to put totally after the verb.
Je suis totalement d'accord avec vous.
Je suis totalement d'accord avec vous. So the whole sentence now. No problem, I totally agree with you.
Pas de problème, je suis totalement d'accord avec vous.
Pas de problème, je suis totalement d'accord avec vous. Now how would you say to a friend, I totally agree with you, it is exactly what I think. Not vous, but toi. So, I totally agree with you.
Je suis totalement d'accord avec toi.
Je suis totalement d'accord avec toi. Now, use c'est for it is. And for what I think, you must remember that what in the middle of a sentence is ce que. So, it is exactly what I think.
C'est exactement ce que je pense.
Exactement. C'est exactement ce que je pense. So, the whole sentence now, I totally agree with you. It's exactly what I think.
Je suis totalement d'accord avec toi. C'est exactement ce que je pense.
Je suis totalement d'accord avec toi. C'est exactement ce que je pense. Good. Remember when we practiced expressing opinion? Have a go at personally, I think that the menu is excellent here. The menu is a French word, menu.
Personnellement, je pense que le menu est excellent ici.
Excellent too. Personnellement, je pense que le menu est excellent ici. You know by now that probable is the same in French, so try. It is probably a good suggestion. Good is bon in the masculine, bonne in the feminine. And like grand, it stays before the noun. So, it's probably a good suggestion. Start with c'est.
C'est probablement une bonne suggestion.
Super! C'est probablement une bonne suggestion. Now, if you add this ment ending to an adjective already ending in ent or ant, the new ending becomes emment or amment, both pronounced amant. So if sufficient is suffisant, sufficiently will be
suffisamment.
Suffisamment. And its opposite, insufficiently,
insuffisamment.
Right. Insuffisamment. So try, he is insufficiently prepared for the meeting.
Il est insuffisamment préparé pour la réunion.
Right. Il est insuffisamment préparé pour la réunion. How would you say recently? Go on, use your new instinct.
Récemment.
Précisément. Récemment. So, diving into the past, how would you say she recently explained, in French that will be she has recently explained, her vision for the organisation?
Elle a récemment expliqué sa vision pour l'organisation.
Absolument. Elle a récemment expliqué sa vision pour l'organisation. The MENT transformation is so reliable that it's much faster to learn the very small number of significant exceptions. Two of these are really useful to know. Actuellement does not mean actually, but right now, at the moment. So if energy is énergie, how would you say, at the moment, there is a lot of discussion on the importance of nuclear energy?
Actuellement, il y a beaucoup de discussions sur l'importance de l'énergie nucléaire.
Eh oui. Actuellement, il y a beaucoup de discussions sur l'importance de l'énergie nucléaire. And the other really significant false friend here is éventuellement. No, it does not mean eventually, but if need be. So try, if need be, I can give you directions. Remember that I can give you is je peux vous donner. And you'll need to say some directions, des directions. So, if need be, I can give you directions.
Éventuellement, je peux vous donner des directions.
That's right. Éventuellement, je peux vous donner des directions. Do you feel that your French vocabulary is expanding? I think so. In fact, c'est exactement ce que je pense.